Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit roymatlockjr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we're back on the Money and Business Hour as we talk money and we talk business. And today it's all about business. I got Nick Neonakis. If you're just tuning in, he is with the Great American Franchise Expo that's coming up October 7th and 8th. Nick, tell us a little bit about if people want to come out. Matter of fact, we will be there. We have a couple of we'll be out there. We have a booth at the expo. So, Nick, give us an idea about what's going on out there. What do you got cooking?
Yeah, so we're going to be at the Mid-Tennessee Expo Center in Murfreesboro. And, you know, the Great American Franchise Expo, which is the only American-owned franchise trade show in existence, our corporate partners, Bank of America, we're going to have about 120 amazing franchise brands, from big ones that you've heard of to ones that maybe you've never heard of, ones that started out in Tennessee, ones that are from New York, California, Florida, all over the place. They're there to take part in what I think is the Tennessee miracle. There's so much growth that's happening in Tennessee right now that if you're thinking about how can you diversify your income, maybe you want to be independent, you want to go and look at ideas that are out there, or maybe you're a business owner and you want to see what's your franchise competition cooking up, come to the Great American Franchise Expo October 7th and 8th, and there are seminars on every topic from finance, marketing, operations, technology, HR, that you'll leave with a better understanding of what's out there. We produce 12 shows a year. Our goal is to educate America about business ownership. We look to revitalize the middle class, to put people into great concepts where then they can go and learn for themselves how to investigate business ownership.
You know, Nick, one of the things that I've always told people is, you know, you think about being in business for yourself. What are the benefits of it? You know, of course, you know, we want freedom. We want the ability to have equity one day to where when we quit working, we can sell that and stuff like that. But the other thing is when you own your business, you get multiple tax advantages that you don't get when you work for somebody. I know if you're a W-2 employer right now, you can write off maybe some charitable contribution. Most people are not even able to write off their mortgage interest anymore because they don't have enough. And then you've got your retirement plan, but past that, you really don't have anything. And, you know, as a matter of being in business, you know, I've been able to write my cars off forever, my computers, my cell phones, okay, maybe even office in your home if you're doing some stuff like that. It just goes on and on. There's so many benefits from a tax standpoint for owning a business. And then when you go in and you buy a franchise, I kind of view, you know, I'll tell you a funny story. I was in Florida and I'm talking to this guy. And I'm like, what do you do? He says, well, I am in charge of national sales director for franchising with Blimpies. Okay. The sub shop, you know, kind of deal. And I said, really? I said, so tell me about it. We start talking. I told him all the stuff I'd been doing. And he's like, man, he says, guys like you, he says, you would drive me crazy. He said, you're always wanting to change stuff and all that kind of stuff. He said, the people we look for to franchise are people that are, that, you know, they want to buy a system. And they just want to run the system. And the reason that they're successful is because they do what the franchise did. So give me some franchising basics that cause people to want to get involved in this. And he told me, he said, you know what? We would not want you to operate a franchise. You'd be wanting to do something different and all that. He said, but you might want to buy some of them. All right. Let somebody else run the system. And so really, I think the listener is you maybe are sick and tired of what you're doing job-wise and you want to own your business, all right? So those people would be a great franchise choice. And then the second one would be somebody that, you know, I have a friend of mine that owns a bunch of these massage envies, all right, kind of deal. And sure. But they're not in that. They went and bought them and they've got people running them and stuff like that. So let's talk about franchise basics to start with.
Yeah, so you've got a continuum of different types of people that are going to get into franchising. And I love what you started with about the benefits. And I think you've got, you know, qualitative and quantitative benefits in owning a business. And if you have a great job that maybe you don't want to leave, you can still purchase a business and then run it semi-absentee or absentee. And I want to talk a little bit about that. But, you know, in terms of the benefits, let's just start with that. Time and independence. I think the pandemic has taught everybody we've got one life. It's finite. Make the most of it. And if you are stuck on a highway driving to a job that maybe you're not happy with, maybe it's time to change your life. Okay. On the quantitative side, now we're not going to give out legal or tax advice. There is a ton of different ways that you have benefits with a franchise. And let me tell you about the most simplistic one. If you are an employee and you go and you ask your employer for a cost of living adjustment, right? You look at what's going on with the UAW right now. It's going to be a fight and this, that, and the other. If you own a business, you know what you're going to do when inflation hits? You're going to increase the price of whatever it is that you're selling. So you have so many more tools, whether it's tax deductions, cars, trips, meals, equipment, retirement planning. Instead of having a 401k, you have a defined benefit plan. Basically, you create your own pension. There, you know, I was looking on your website. You have so many great resources for listeners out there. But if you don't know what the benefits are of business ownership, you have to learn about it. Otherwise, it's I consider it modern slavery. Education is the great enabler. It's the great independence maker. So let's talk about franchising. You've got a continuum of different types of people that are going to get involved with a franchise. Now, a franchise is, at its base definition, a marketing model that a business uses to grow. That's it. So you have a lot of different types of businesses out there that are franchised. And what the franchisor, the person who owns the system, is selling is a method that is replicatable. Okay. If you go to a McDonald's in Murfreesboro or you go to a McDonald's in Memphis or Miami, it's all the same. So a lot of times, entrepreneurs like you, Roy, who are always looking to make something better, when people say you wouldn't make a good franchisee, well, I disagree with that. I think if the franchise makes sense, then you as an entrepreneur are going to hire the people to go and run those systems. And then you're going to focus your entrepreneurial energies on growing the overall system. So right. Oftentimes, people that are entrepreneurs, they're going to look for a newer concept. You know, Massage Envy at one point was just a couple of locations. And then they're going to go and say, I want to buy the entire Nashville market because I think I can go find 10 or 20 people that want to own a Massage Envy. And then they're going to be, in essence, working with me to develop that market. So that would be known as an area representative deal, where then you are working with the franchisor, kind of like a partner, and then you're getting half the franchise fee, half the royalty, or some percentage thereof of all the units that are going in. Okay, that's on one side of the scale. I call that a big deal. Most franchises are going to be somebody who is working in the business, or maybe they're semi-absentee, which basically means they're like the general manager, and then they have an assistant manager in the business that's their eyes and ears. Or maybe you got laid off. Maybe you don't have a lot of money to put into the business. The balancing act always is time or money. So if you have more time than you have money, then that's what you want to invest into the business. Then that would be a full-time owner-operator business. And then the goal is to move it from you're working in the business full-time, but you're getting all these tax breaks, which are very significant, to adding a second location, bringing more people in, and climbing up that ladder of the American dream of business ownership until your money works for you when you're asleep. That's the goal, in my mind, of business ownership. Independence and control of your income.
Absolutely. My dad always told me, he said, you got to make money while you sleep. And the reason is that you spend money while you sleep. You know, that electricity's going 24/7 and all your expenses and stuff like that. And so, hey, today's show, if you're just tuning in, we're getting ready to roll into a break. I've got Nick here, Nick Neonakis. He is with the Great American Franchise Expo, which is coming up October 7th and 8th. It's going to be in Murfreesboro. You can go to roymatlockjr.com, find out details there, or you can go to, it is called the Franchise FranExpoUSA.com.
FranExpoUSA.
That's it. So, hey, guys, we'll be right back. We got more about being a business owner and how it works. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you.